AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. An upbeat President Biden is headed overseas, optimistic about talks to avoid an unprecedented U.S. debt default. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just before leaving for Japan,
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget that America will not default.
With a select group of negotiators set to hammer out details of a spending deal that would lead to raising the debt limit.
We're going to come together. Because there's no alternative.
The Treasury Department says America could start defaulting on its obligations June 1st.
Our timeline is short. This is what I wanted to avoid 105 days ago.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised the new framework for reaching a deal, but ripped the president for waiting so long. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court is weighing arguments over whether a commonly used abortion pill was properly approved by government health regulators more than two decades ago.
A Justice Department attorney, Sarah Harrington, argued in favor of keeping access to mifepristone before a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. She says the anti-abortion groups that won their case in Texas, getting a ruling to stop the use of the common abortion pill, did not have the right to sue. Appeals Court Judge James Ho shrugged off another attorney's argument that mifepristone has long been on the market, objecting to the idea that the FDA can do no wrong. This closely watched case will likely wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court, which already intervened, allowing mifepristone to remain available while the legal challenges play out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Montana has become the first state to enact a complete ban on TikTok. The measure is more sweeping than the bans put in place in nearly half the states. This is AP News. The reading scores of students in the Deep South have soared.
Mississippi went from being ranked the second worst state in 2013 for fourth grade reading to 21st in 2022. Louisiana and Alabama were among only three states to see modest gains in fourth grade reading during the pandemic.
This has been one of the most rewarding years of my career.
Simone Hart is a literacy teacher at Schomburg Elementary School in New Orleans.
The growth I've seen in these children have given me new purpose.
These states have passed laws that emphasize phonics and early screenings for struggling kids. Joshua Lasty is a second grader.
Before we read them, we go over some words we don't know, so when we read the story, we know the words, and we don't have to sound them out. We just keep going and keep the lesson done.
The aim is to catch problems with reading early. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.